You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. They went out from us is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, it says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Jesus spoke in this kind of heart and mindset when he prayed his high priestly prayer in John 17 and said, Father, I pray the glory being one with you, they may have this, that they may be one with us, that the world may realize that even as you've sent me and have loved me, so you love them. Jesus, that's John 17, verse 21 through 26. Read it, so powerful. Jesus had this us, the Father and me are one. He had this us kind of heart. He spoke of himself as being God. And that nature of oneness with the Father is the very glory to which we are called in Christ Jesus. Jesus said in John 14, verse 19 and 20, he said, even as I live, you will live also. And in that day, you will know I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. Again, in that day, you will know, you will have an inward knowing, I'm in the Father, you in me, and I in you. It becomes in us. We become one with the loving Heavenly Father, and we share that oneness with the Father with all of those who are one. We are baptized by one Spirit into one body. And there is this us. It's not anymore them and us. No, us and the people that are not of us, they can't stay. I fundamentally have always believed this in the building of this church. I've always built, Jesus builds this by joining us together in him. And that those whom he has joined, he keeps together. And those whom he has not joined, they can't stay. And that there is a part of it that is our choice, where you really bow your heart and say, Father, I know this is what you've given me, but I feel such a stranger, like Isaiah in chapter 6 said, woe, woe is I. For I'm undone, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And immediately he was touched with that fire of holiness, and he was made part of us. And he, and from one moment feeling I'm undone, I feel like a stranger, I feel I don't belong in this holiness, to the next moment, after he got touched, he said, send me to represent this holiness, send me. So the Lord really can, if you feel like a stranger among the kingdom of God, you could cry out, and I tell you, God could do a quick work to make you part of us. But John here shows us how there are those that are not of us, that no matter what the Heavenly Father does to join them, no matter how much he draws them, no matter how much he labors in them by his Spirit, they just keep separating. They keep separating. They keep judging after the flesh. They keep finding fault. They keep being irritated. They keep looking at other people after the flesh. Paul says, now we know him no longer thus, for now we know him in us by his Spirit. And therefore we know if anyone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person on the inside. He becomes a new creation. The old has passed away. But friends, it is a dire thing that when God has labored and labored for years to join you in, and you have kept being separate for whatever reasons, how there comes a moment that you leave. But you're not just leaving as in, I don't like Robert, so I'm not going to come to Life Church. No, you're leaving as anti. And that anti exposes your own heart. They were made manifest that they were not of us by going away from us. That nature that has fought against the Holy Spirit, that has resisted submitting to Him, joining you in and making you one, now is fully manifest. And oh, God forbid that any of us would ever be in such a place. Here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucified again for themselves the Son of God and put Him to open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain and often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we're confident of better things concerning you, yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. He says, listen, what he's saying, you cannot not take it serious where you belong and the spirit that you share together. I have, through the 35 years I was a pastor here with Virginia and all the beautiful people around us, and then for many years in the Netherlands, some 6 years in the Netherlands before that. But friends, for all these years, I have sometimes seen people fall away, not just from us, but completely fall away from the Lord. And I find that excruciating. I pray for many people who I haven't seen for years in church. I pray for them often. I think about them. And I'm believing that the Holy Spirit will lead in some way to reconcile them. But friends, there are people that have insisted on the Spirit that is against and will not join in. Now, we all can have this in our flesh nature, but this is where we feel Christ's intercession of His Spirit in us to say, that attitude you have here, that way is not of God. It's not His love. It is not His forgiving mercies. It is not His grace. And He tries to bring you by His forbearing goodness to repentance of that part that would separate you. And that you say, no, Lord, no, God forbid that I would be separated because of this which offends me, this what angers me, this what makes me feel so upset with those people, this, I don't want to know this. I hate it. Take it from me. And He will. But folks, that is a real choice that you make. It's a real powerful decision that you make within yourself that you really cannot bear to be separated in any form or fashion. Let me take you to Hebrews chapter 2, please, starting at verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received the just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard Him? God also bearing witness both with signs, wonders, various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. I think it is so important that we aren't indifferent to what is drawing us. I have had to do lots of crying because of certain things in my heart that God needed to deal with. And thank God that in His mercy, He is able to overcome anything in us that would separate us. And it can sometimes be the silliest thing that can offend you. And I think if you ever are in such a place that you feel so offended, so irritated and angry, go on your knees and say, Lord, this, what I feel is not you. And I know it's not you. It's not your love. It's not your mercy. I don't want to know this. Forgive me, Lord. Whatever may have provoked it. I know people could sometimes be unthoughtful or sometimes make mistakes that can provoke something that's hidden in your heart. But folks, no, don't try to justify these anger feelings by accusing someone else, but humbly repent from it. If we go in closing to chapter 10 of Hebrews, starting at verse 19. Come on, brethren. Having boldness now to enter that holiest of holies by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by his new life-giving way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, having a high priest, Jesus Christ, over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhort one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I know the enemy can say, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. You don't have to go to church. And while partly that is true, it is not the whole truth. For you not to share the love of Christ with another is where you fall short of what you are called to be. You're called to be an instrument of love, an encouragement to his church, to the fellow believers. We're to love one another fervently. We're to care and stir one another up to good works and to the love of God. We need each other, every one of us. And I want to encourage you today, you're not of those who draw back to perdition, as the end of this chapter 10 talks about. You're not of those who separate themselves and say, well, I'm not of them. I'm not going back to that church. No, don't ever talk bad about some other church. Ever. Never touch God's anointed. Speak not against his anointed. Don't do it. Don't do it. No matter what you've experienced that was difficult or painful, you will never have a meaningful relationship without the privilege of bearing the burdens of others. And so if you have had the privilege to bear the burdens of other people's failings, then show Jesus in the way that you respond in praying for mercy and forgiveness for them and becoming more broken through the pain of it all to become more like Jesus. Paul says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and so be conformed to him. It is so important that we're one of us and that we're not pulling away for any other reason. Amen. Have a good day.